Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World class rock.
What's shaking, Rita?
Good morning.
Thursday, long weekend coming.
Woo!
That makes me happy.
Makes you very excited.
And it's. Is it, now, what does the official Wheeler's always got, like, his theories on this? Or maybe it's a... is this the last long weekend of summer? Is that how this is phrased?
I think so, because the last day of summer is September 22nd.
Okay, so this is it. And then the forecast, I mean, it's even going to be nice today. So it's like, get out and do some stuff this weekend, I think. We'll get more with Rena here in a few minutes.
Get your yard ready for winter.
I know.
Yay.
I felt like such an old man last night. I was pulling all my carrots out of the garden.
Oh, you have a garden.
These out of the garden. All right, let's get into what news here. Quiet Riot, that'll fire you up. That comes on the clock radio when it's time to wake up, and it's just a different vibe when a good tune comes on when you're trying to wake up. 92 City FM, world class rock, Philly, Rena. On a Thursday morning, so close to the long weekend, Wheels is back on the Tuesday.
It's going to be hot today. 27 is the high with sunshine. We're at 15.
Are you, I know you set like 6 alarms, Rena. Do you do the buzzer or do you do the radio?
No, it's different noises. Like, it's all the alarms. I've got one that's not my phone, but the rest, I think I've got 5 that are on my phone. And they're all just different kinds of noises.
I hate that one.
None of them are like that. It's all like, you know, your phone's got all sorts of jingly things and the sound of rain in the summer or whatever.
That wouldn't wake me up. There's no way. I mean, I'm not a guy, but I'm also not a nice sounds kind. It's got to be somewhere in the middle, you know, something that gets my attention but doesn't scare the shit out of me.
You don't feel bad for your wife ever when you have like those loud...
My wife sleeps like a corpse. You cannot wake her up. Like,
and I got a roommate in the house. You got kids too. I'm just always worried about them.
I gotta nudge her. If the kids are crying, I nudge her to go deal with it.
Because your alarm woke them up.
No, she can sleep through. A train could come through our house. She's gonna sleep
through it.
Whereas I'm a very light sleeper. And a lot of times you find you wake up right before your alarm, like within 20 minutes, that internal clock that Cosmo Kramer used to talk about. I think we all have it, even on weekends, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the best on the weekend when you wake up.
You get up, you look around, you're like, or even
accidentally start getting ready for work. Oh, man, Tanya. Oh, it's Saturday.
Yeah.
Screw off.
92 City FM News.
News is for South Beach Casino and Resort and Mango's Dining Specials. Mondays, all-you-can-eat ribs. Tuesdays, T-bone steak special. And Thursdays, seafood feast buffet. Visit southbeachcasino.ca. Mayoral candidate Gord Steeves made an interesting promise yesterday. He thinks the city should buy 2 drones. Yeah, that's actually
he
makes sense.
The shitty city
needs drones to monitor downtown and back up the police helicopter, which is frequently out of use. Steeves says that Mounties are already using unmanned aerial vehicles to detect grow ops and such. So if Steeves makes good on his pledge, Winnipeg would be the first city in Canada to use drones.
Kind of RoboCops, eh, Rena? Kind of. Not really.
I've seen
sort of.
Yeah, I guess.
Come quietly or there will be trouble.
But I'm just buying a paper. You must be... I didn't do anything wrong.
Come quietly or there will be trouble.
It feels over-policed to me. We need to talk about this after 7 o'clock. Now you got drones, helicopters. Like, what is it? Is it that... Is this a police state now? There's cameras everywhere, and I don't know.
We're the murder capital of the country. Yeah, I think that we need, especially in the downtown area.
That's why it's
an extra set of eyes, an extra camera.
That's
something.
Not going to solve the crime here in Winnipeg. There's cultural poverty problems that cause the crime. Not drones flying around aren't going to suddenly eliminate. Anyway, after 7 o'clock, we'll get into this.
Natural gas service has been restored to a section of downtown buildings after a major gas leak yesterday afternoon. Hydro had to stop service to MTS Center, the Convention Center, the Royal Winnipeg Ballet, even Hydro's own downtown headquarters. A contractor working in a back alley on Portage hit a gas main in the morning. There were some major traffic issues in the area as many streets were closed as a precaution. And Bomber fans can head down to the Forks on Sunday to watch the Labor Day Classic on the big screen. The game will be shown on Sunday at 3 p.m. on the giant outdoor screen when the Bombers take on the Riders in Regina. Several musical acts will also be there performing as well, and admission is totally free.
And where's that at?
The Forks.
Oh, that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
If you want to watch the Labor Day Classic. Sports now. The NHL says there are no plans as of as of yet to expand the league beyond 30 teams. While the league has said before it's listening to potential new owners, Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly said there is no expansion plans imminent. Daly's comments come after reports that expansion to Las Vegas was a, quote, done deal. A big day for Canadians at the U.S. Open. Both Eugenie Bouchard and Milos Raonic play second-round matches. The Bombers are preparing to leave for Regina. Haven't won there since 2004. Nasty. Ooh. The Labor Day Classic is just 3 days away. Some good news on the injury front. EJ Kawali. Kawali's a big one. They missed him. Johnny Sears and Jason Vega were all active at practice yesterday. None of those guys played last week. As for the Riders, the Darian Durant watch is on. He hurt his throwing hand last week. Didn't play the second half. He did take first team reps, but Tino Sunseri, the backup, took most of the reps. Like, Durant was like handing the ball off. So we're not sure if he's going to play. I feel like he's going to try to play, but you know how effective he'll be remains hopefully not effective at all. The Blue Jays snapped a three-game slide and avoided being swept by the Red Sox with a 5-2 win. Locally, St. Paul beat the Goldeyes 14-7. And the NFL has suspended Cleveland receiver Josh Gordon for the entire season. His appeal for violating the league substance abuse policy was upheld by a league arbitrator. Gordon played in just 14 games last season because of a two-game drug-related suspension. More sports anytime at sportsnet.ca. I am down at Red River Co-op Speedway tonight. Pie-eating contest arena. Pie,
you're doing that?
It's as good as it sounds, a pie-eating contest. Test.
You're eating the pie?
I'm up against a couple of Bombers. I'm eating the pie. You know how much I like the pie.
Oh, jeez.
No.
I can't do fast eating contests.
You know, the funny thing is neither can I. But wing eating contests, I don't do well at these things. I know I love food. I talk about food all the time. My mom makes the best pie in the world. Apple pie, blueberry pie. Thanksgiving, Christmas, I look forward to.
I think it's the pie texture that really bothers
pie.
Me.
So you don't actually like pie, or you just don't like eating it fast?
I can only eat so much pie. It's like yogurt or a banana. You know, you can only eat so much before after a while. You're like, oh, the texture is just kind of gross. You feel sick.
It's a very rich pastry.
Yeah, well, even just all the jam in there, and then you're mushing that around and with your face.
Yeah, I won't do very well, which is unfortunate because the winner, it's in support of Variety Club of Manitoba, and the winner gets like $250 in their name, donated by Red River Co-op Speedway to the Variety Club. So I'd love to win, but I really don't like my chances. There's a couple of Bombers there. So, you know, football players always win these eating contests. Mm-hmm. Big offensive lineman, too. I know Greaves is down there, so and Paul Swiston. So I don't like my chances, but what the hell? It's a good cause, and I get to go out to Red River Co-op Speedway. There's racing afterwards as well,
right,
so I look forward to that. And
good luck. There'll
probably be some photos of my face and a cherry pie and apple pie tonight. That's always fun. Pie all over.
Pie, nice.
All your details on it tomorrow morning. Tragically Hip, Little Bones, 92 City FM, World Class Rock. We also had, we also heard You Are Inbred by the WPR band. That's what we should call it, the WPR band. You'll hear more of that over the next couple of days.
I thought we were called Woodblock.
Woodblock, I think you're right.
That goes our band name, because you were the,
because
that was your instrument,
block.
Yeah.
That's all I know how to play. That goes back a few years now. We named the band Woodblock.
Yeah, I think Wheeler was the singer, and what was I, the clapping? You were Woodblocking?
Cowbell. No, not cowbell. The,
I don't know. Maybe I just stood
tambourine.
There. Tambourine. No, there wasn't. You guys pretended, but we never really had a tambourine.
Because
I think we had the intentions of buying me a tambourine, but that never happened.
I'm on tambourine. I'm on Woodblock. You're on tambourine. Wheels on vocals and guitar. I like that.
Right.
Because you know what we determined, that the female tambourine member
in the
70s.
That's why I refused to play the tambourine.
It was just for sex.
It was the girl in the band that everyone hooked up with.
It's Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena. Wheels is back after the long weekend, so Philly and Rena with you.
27 is the high for today with sunshine. We're at 15.
Uh-oh, it's coming, it's coming.
Come quietly or there will be trouble.
If mayoral candidate Gord Steeves has his way, we're going to have drone cops out there.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of promises right now. There's a lot of things being thrown out there.
Oh, yeah.
We don't want to put too much into any one promise.
It's a big pissing contest right now. They're all trying to one-up each other, trying to get in the papers with crazy stories and whatnot.
And Steve's seems to have done it again.
Yeah. He's always the one who's headlining the papers. But he wants the police department to purchase 2 drones. So the cost of these drones would be about $33,000 each. But the police helicopter, if we got another one of those, which has been brought up, is $4 million. So the drone's obviously going to be much, much cheaper. Now, the thing with the helicopter is that, so in 2012, they explained that the police chopper can only fly 2.5 hours a day. And last year, 25 days of flying was missed due to weather. So they would get a call about, you know, where the cop chopper was needed, but couldn't fly because of the weather or whatever. 61 days where it couldn't fly because of unscheduled maintenance, something came up, and then 28 days due to staff shortages. So that's a lot of days where Airwolf cannot be used.
Right.
And the drones can be used 24 hours a day, seven days a week.
In any weather.
In any weather, yeah. They have special cameras that are thermal, so like the cold weather wouldn't affect it.
It looks like a little model airplane, like a little remote control airplane.
I've seen a couple drones in Winnipeg before.
There's a cop that would operate it.
Yeah, it'd be a camera, would videotape everything, and it would just basically for the core of the downtown area, or if they got a call about something, they could get the drone there a lot faster than they can get the chopper up in the air. So at least they have video footage. They know what's going on and what the cops are getting into before they even get there. So it'd be safer for everybody.
Well, my question is, is this something we want? You know, is this not a pretty event with the chopper and now drones?
RCMP across Canada are already using drones. It's already
cameras everywhere.
Yeah, they use it to find grow ups and.
Start to feel like a police state. You know, everywhere you go, it's like,
come quietly or there will be trouble.
Is there anything wrong with that? Like, when people are scared to go out downtown at night,
is this going to solve that? Are you going to, because there's all the drones, we can go hang out downtown.
I think
now.
A lot more crimes would be solved. They would have video footage that you never know when that drone is watching, right? They're flying over the air. You can barely hear those things. I've seen them fly. I've seen one flying over Windsor Park before, oddly.
Have you?
Yeah.
Was it over your house for like an hour?
No, you just see them really high in the sky. No, I don't think so.
Drone's been above our house for 45 minutes now.
Yeah. They can be operated up to 25 kilometers away. So, like, you can be pretty far away from where you're flying it. And, I don't know.
Sounds pretty effective. But it does scare me.
We'd be the first city in all of Canada that actually owns their own drones, because right now it's just RCMP that owns throughout the country.
As we know, our listeners can solve everything for us. So 780 City, 780-2484. Is this something we want as a people, as
drones
a city?
Drones monitoring downtown.
Drones buzzing around Rena's house. Is this, I don't know. Lessons to live by right there from Sloan. If it feels good, do it. Always, kids. Just let that resonate with you a little bit. 92 City FM, world-class rock. It's Philly. It's Reno on a Thursday morning. Wheeler's back on Tuesday after the long weekend, which is just 2 days away now.
27's a high for today with sunshine. We're at 15.
Drone cops. Rena's all for it. Gord Steeves, mayoral candidate, promised it yesterday. We should also say there was lots of other things. There's always things on the mayoral election front. You know, you got Havoc's back saying that she wants to deal with the frozen pipes. And, you know, there's a lot going on. But Gord Steeves said yesterday he'd like to have these drone cops. These like planes, like little airplanes flying around. That he says it'll be more effective than the chopper.
Yes, because the chopper can only fly certain days of the year, and lots of weather will affect it, and at least the drones can get to, like, a certain, you know, if they get a call about something, the drones can get there first. They can have an idea of what the situation is, what they're sending cops getting into.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have video footage of, you know, just stuff that's going on downtown. If someone gets hurt or stabbed or
too many cameras,
kidnapped or, you know, anything, whatever happens downtown here, they possibly could get video footage of it.
And now all that seems well and good, and I like that angle, but I just worry about society and too many cameras. That's my fear. But we do have some calls coming in. 780 City, 780-2484. Hey, City.
About the drones, like, I know they're saying that it's for the greater good, it's to fight crime, but isn't it true that, like, in the States, when they did this, over time it does become a Big Brother thing?
I have not heard that, but I could see that, like, next thing you know, we're using the drones to give you a ticket for littering.
Yeah, exactly. So at first I thought, oh, that's a fantastic idea, it might solve things, it might all people that were murdered and all this kind of thing. But I think in the end, what it's going to do is end up punishing innocent people.
I like sunbathing naked on a hot day. Is the drone going to investigate that?
Well, maybe that might be a good way to get rid of them.
Hi, City.
Why don't you ask the police what they want, you know, instead of what we want? I bet you any money the cops would say they want that chopper.
Cops, yeah, we'll see what they want, the drone or the The drone or the chopper?
The cops have just been having issues with the chopper because it can never fly. Whenever they need it and they call it, there's always something wrong with it.
Okay, well, then maybe I'd go for the drones, too. And those things do the photo radar, too, up in the air, too, do they not?
Well, that's another thing that would worry me. Now, are you going to get a photo radar?
That worries me, too, because in the States, they have that, right?
Then the drones take over. That's my ultimate fear. The drones are going to take over someday. Hi, City.
Hey, I live in the North End. I think these drones would be a good idea. You hear, like, bangs all the time. Sometimes might be firecrackers, might be people shooting. But when you call the cops about something like that, it's always 50 questions because they don't want to send their cops in not knowing what's going on.
Exactly, yeah.
So by the time you're done talking to them, like, why do I bother calling, you know?
So yeah. They'll send the sir, a drone is on the way. Heavy metal, Sammy Hagar, 92 City FM, world class rock, the home of Toys for Boys 4. It's coming. Temptation. Tuesday morning, 7:05. Your details. And a chance. Look, I'm not supposed to spill this part, but on Tuesday, a chance to get your ass in for Toys for Boys 4 after we announce it. Just like that. Pow. Yeah.
When we explain the temptation portion of the contest, it's very cool. It's gonna be fun this time around. It's gonna be very fun qualifying this time.
It's gonna be right. That's the temptation is part. That's the part you don't know.
Yep.
Like, you know Krevko's involved. You know Enns Brothers involved. You know there's over $40,000 in prizes, but there's parts you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And just...
Don't spill anymore.
I'm not. Tuesday
goes... Well, you ruin surprises always.
I'm mad with surprises.
You're very bad at secrets and surprises and all that kind of stuff.
So Tuesday morning, 7:05, all your details.
27's a high for today with sunshine. We're at 15.
Tell me that story off air. You were... You were yapping about
Arena.
The guy who's going to the beer jogging world championships.
It's a story in the paper. There's a Winnipeg guy, Corey Gallagher is his name, and he has been selected to compete in the inaugural Flow Track Beer Mile World Championships slated for December 3rd in Austin, Texas. So basically, it's exactly as it sounds, combining running and drinking. Drink and you run. He says it's four beers and it's four laps of the track, which equals a mile. So at the start of the race, you crack a beer, you have to chug it as fast as you can. You run a lap and then you crack another beer, you chug it, you run another lap, you do it four times and whoever wins, wins, right? And then you move on. And you have to hold it down. So if you puke, then you have to run an extra lap. Yeah.
You know, this is funny, but in today's day and age with, the politically correct society we live in, I'm amazed that they're allowed to put on a competition like this.
Yeah, it does seem weird. But he says he was introduced to it at the University of Manitoba when he joined the track team. They would do it for fun in August
really?
And March.
He was introduced to a drinking game in university.
Well,
they're
doing it at the university, and then he ended up, you know, getting a really fast beer mile time, and...
I find this fascinating because I don't usually put together good drinkers with, you know, elite athletes, guys who can run miles like that. Usually, you know, drinking games are like beer pong or something that involves, you know, sitting on a couch and drinking, not running. Because seriously, he talks about it. I read the article. He talks about how difficult it is to run after guzzling a beer. And think about it. That would not
be
easy.
God, I can barely walk after guzzling a beer.
I know.
I'm jogging. His qualifying time was like 5 minutes and 1 second. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
That is. And we say,
chugging beer and running? Insane.
He was saying it's easier. He finds it easier in the bottle because the can, you can, you know.
You have to use bottles, I think, anyway. There's certain rules for the competition. Yeah, you can't use like a solo cup or any of that kind of stuff. Mm. Interesting. Mm.
Kind of funny.
I like beer, alcohol, and sports, you know? They go hand in hand.
Maybe they should. Maybe more people would watch the Olympics.
I'd play beer badminton for sure.
Right. And ping pong is fun when you got six beer in you.
Wow, yeah, that's a classic. Mm-hmm.
But jogging, I don't know.
Yeah. And action. The Scoop with Rena J.
So Discovery Channel is pulling the plug on its hit show, Sons of Guns. Have you ever watched the show before?
Sons of Gun, no,
yeah, it's
never.
On the Discovery Channel.
Not
it's like a family who owns a gun. They build like old weapons back together. I think I've seen maybe one or two episodes. And anyway, this Discovery Channel released this yesterday saying, given the serious and horrific nature of the charges against Will Hayden, who is the show's star, we decided to halt further production of Sons and Guns and cancel the series. This is pretty bad. He was arrested on Tuesday and cops charged him with child rape for allegedly molesting his 12-year-old daughter, the star of the show. His company, which is called Red Jacket Firearms, just announced that they have severed all ties with him, and he's no longer a part of the company that he created, oddly. Neil Young is bailing on his wife after over 35 years of marriage, but they have an adult son together with special needs, so we're slowly getting a little bit more information on their divorce. They filed for divorce. Peggy Young is his wife's name, and they're just saying that they just weren't getting along, pretty much.
So
they got hitched in 1978.
So he's not bailing on her, right? They're bailing on each other?
I guess. They separated this past April, and in his divorce documents, it makes no mention of paying her any alimony or any spousal support or anything like that, but it says that they have mutually agreed they will support their adult son who has cerebral palsy. Neil Young actually has two kids with that disease, both from different women, which is odd.
Yeah.
The odds of that. She is going to be filing her papers. He filed first, so no, we're not really sure what she's asking for. I assume she's going to want spousal support.
She'll be fine, right? He's got lots of money, Uncle Neil.
Yeah. And finally, this story is crazy. Do you ever watch Cops on TV? It's been on forever.
Bad Boys. Yeah, we've all seen Cops, a guy running around in a white beater getting chased by the cops.
They still film Cops, believe it or not. I thought that was just always reruns on. Okay. But Omaha police say a Cops crew member, the cameraman, they were filming in Omaha for the last 2 months. He was shot and killed yesterday during a police shootout with an armed robbery suspect, and he was hit by crossfire. He was actually killed accidentally by a police officer. There was a guy holding up a gas station. Cops got there, and apparently all the camera crew, when they're in there, they are wearing all the armored vests, all the gear and everything. The bullet happened to go right between the hole in his arm, where the vest and his armpit kind of meet, and it shot him through the chest. He died in the hospital, and he was apparently hit in the crossfire by police. The armed suspect was also killed by police officers, and it turns out he just had a pellet gun. It wasn't even a real...
Got killed with a pellet gun?
Armed suspect who the police killed was actually holding a pellet gun. They don't really know that at the time.
Yeah, it's tough to know that.
Yeah, but so no word on what's going to happen with the show Cops, if they're going to continue filming.
The most amazing part of that story for me is that show's still on the air.
I know.
I had no idea.
Yeah, that's a scoop.
All right.
The scoop. Now the Bone Phone.
Brought to you by MTS Connect with the Samsung Galaxy S5. 5.1-inch full HD screen and 0.3-second autofocus. Stops time in its tracks for that perfect shot on the MTS 4G LTE wireless network.
780 Bone, 780-2663. We love your comments, good or bad, whatever the topic may be. One of the big topics on the show yesterday was leaving your kids in the car while you got to run in. And we're not talking 45 minutes and Rona you buy lumber.
We're talking if you're going in to pay for gas, it's minus 40 outside.
That's
you got
right.
Three kids. What do you do?
A problem a lot of parents face in situations where they're going to be in a gas station for literally 35 seconds. Most of the calls we took yesterday were parents saying, sometimes you're in a tough spot and you have to leave them for a minute.
I was surprised. Yeah, actually, all the calls we got yesterday were people siding.
We got both sides on the Bone Phone. So I'm just going to play those calls back to back to back, and we'll move on. All right, here we go.
Yeah, I'm calling about the leaving a kid in your car thing. I mean, my parents used to leave me and my brothers in the car. Heck, I remember once we were left in the car for like a half hour. It was no big deal. I mean, I was a lot older than Rena's girlfriend's kid there. I think I was the oldest of 10 or something, so... And we left the doors locked in case someone came by. I don't know. I don't see what the big deal is. I mean, this was also in rural Manitoba as well. I don't ever remember them leaving us for extended periods of time in the car in the city, but I don't know. I don't see what the big deal is.
It's worth noting that rural Manitoba is an entirely different culture. It's like, we used to hang on a car all the time. Dad used to let me drive it. All right.
Yeah, about your leaving kids in the car. When I was young growing up, I remember one time, a young lady left her two kids in the car, run in fast to get something from the store, like a couple minutes. She came out, the car was engulfed in flames.
Oh.
The car had short-circuited. It was in the wintertime. Both of her kids died. So how would you feel?
Not very good, and we'll wrap up with this one.
I think the odds of that are so...
Right, but
so,
what he's saying, though...
I mean, mom could have been in the car when that happened.
Yeah, but even if there's a one... But mom can get everybody out of the car if she's there, right? That's what he's saying.
Well, if it exploded, I think the odds of you getting
out...
Yeah,
he's talking about a fire. But anyway, wrap up with this one.
I can't even believe that we're actually questioning this. There should be no reason why you would leave your children in a vehicle. You explain that to your kids when they're abducted by some perv? How do you explain that? Just because you're going to be lazy and not unbuckle them from the seatbelt or take their bags or whatever it is, you're going to leave your children alone should be a non-issue. I can't even believe we're questioning this.
All right, so we feel like everybody's had their say now. Clearly...
should be up to the parents.
It's not something the authorities want you to do. And that's they just don't. It's not a safe practice. It just isn't. I know, I've done it.
It's not safe to ride your bike without a helmet. People do it all the...
Right, but that's not right, though. Doesn't make... just because everybody does it doesn't make it right, though. You know what I'm saying? As far as public safety goes.
I know, but comes back to how much are you going to let the government control your lives, telling you what to do? I don't know.
I guess it's your risk. I guess that's what you're saying.
Exactly.
If you're willing to take the risk or with your kids, then yeah. Okay, helmets on bikes. Speaking of the devil.
Why is it that the kids have to wear a helmet when they're riding a bike, when you can ride a skateboard without a helmet, when you can rollerblade without a helmet? The kid doesn't want to leave the house because he doesn't want to wear a helmet. What happened to participation? Let's get these kids on the bike. Enough of these stupid rules in this city. Let the kids ride bikes. I understand there's a reason for it, but they have to have fun too.
Mm.
Billy, do you wear a helmet when you rollerblade?
I don't rollerblade, but when I roller skate at Kildonan Park, all I wear is my headphones. And that's it, and a pair of jean shorts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice visual. Thank you.
Music. We get lots of music commentary on the program, good or bad.
6:45 in the morning, and you guys are playing Default. just wondering what that's all about. Also, am I the only one that notices this? But they sound exactly like Nickelback. Well, this song, anyways. Anyway, just curious. I'd rather be hearing some AC/DC.
A few years ago, Rock on the Range at the old Canadian Stadium, and they had two stages going. And I can't remember the name of the band, but they were on the one stage. And the band that was coming right after them was Theory of a Dead Man. Mm-hmm. So not Default, but Theory of a Dead Man has also been accused of sounding a lot like Nickelback. And they go, and so the bands were kind of introducing each other. And so this one band's rapping out, like, thank you very much. Now go over to the other stage and enjoy Theory of a Nickelback. And yes, bad fight.
Nice.
Okay, we'll wrap up with a call about foot golf, this new sport that's getting big in the States, and it's also coming to Canada now, where you go to a golf course with a soccer ball.
Mm-hmm.
You play it the exact same way, except with a soccer ball, and it's up to the individual golf course, but a lot of time they're making the holes bigger. It sounds ridiculous. You and I both agree it sounds somewhat ridiculous.
Yeah, Philly and Reams, what's happening, baby?
Ooh,
we got that soccer golf. Like, are you kidding me? Like, I'll go play that in a field. I hit the tree. Okay, good. Like, to know that you have to get it in a hole. Like, are you kidding me? I'll kick it around the neighborhood. Might as well. Anyways.
That's an excellent point. Why do you got to go to a golf course to play this game? Be like, okay, you got to hit the fence across the street.
You
got a bone to pick?
Yeah.
Call the Bone Phone anytime at 204-780-BONE.
Right now, I want to ask you, Rena, these Saskatchewan Rough Rider billboards, I've heard conflicting reports that there's one out on Plessy's.
There's one on Plessy's for sure.
By Transcona Golf and Country Club. Yeah, right by Dougald there.
Oh, I'm not sure if that's where it is.
I believe.
It's somewhere on Plessy's.
Okay, and then, but I've heard that that's the only one. And then yesterday I was talking to Shadow Davis, Shad baby, and he was saying that there's multiple. He's heard reports of multiple billboards, and I mean, I'm from Transcona. I barely leave Transcona unless I absolutely have to. So, if someone can, you know, call us now or send us an email or call the Bone Phone 780-BONE. You can call 780 City if you want to call us now and tell us.
Just quit worrying about it because then they win. They win this, they want it to get to us and to piss the fans off, and that's what it's doing. It's pissing everybody off. So if we.
That's an interesting theory you have there.
Pretend that we don't see them and ignore it. It'll go away. We'll feel better.
That's good wisdom right there. My dad used to tell me that.
You should be telling your kids that.
My dad used to tell me.
Just ignore it.
He used to say to me when my brother would beat the snot out of me or he would tease me and I'd, Dad, Chris is teasing me. Just act like it doesn't bother you.
Mm-hmm.
They're being petty. They're being douchey with their billboards. Although I think we put a billboard up in Regina not so long ago. Few years ago, perhaps, but they do this all over Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I know that much. Hi, City.
Philly.
Yeah.
I'll do you a favor, all right?
Okay.
I'll get my kid and his friends to go and spray paint it.
No, we never encourage that.
Go get them to do it.
I'm just kidding. I think they should take
we're
it down.
We're not go do. I mean,
Well, what about what Rena says? Don't let it bother us, but it's hard not to let it bother you.
It is hard not to let it bother us. I mean, come on.
Get that crap out of here.
You know, if someone spray painted inbred across it, I mean, I would have a good chuckle.
Would they still do it? Would they still do it if they were, like, crappy? Like, the Riders are playing good football in the last few years. They got the Grey Cup last year.
Yeah.
They got a good team of late. If they started doing crappy, would they still plaster the billboards all over Canada?
Probably. It's just a promotional thing. Like, they, you know.
It's very Green Rider. Yeah. It's like be in your face and put their propaganda all over the country.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, thanks for the call. I guess, should we play this, Rena? I think since we're talking about it and we've been back to playing the You Are Inbred song, I think it's a good time to
Let's
remind them. Yeah.
Roll it out. Woo!
Winning is a joy with the big boys playing in the Gap. Gonna win on Labor Day. No teeth in your face. National disgrace. We're kicking your ass all over the place. Singing. You are inbred.
Get rid of your billboards.
You are inbred. Bama's young fans and the old fans cheering on the team. Gonna win the game Sunday. Your sister sits on your face. Genetic mistake. Waving 13 fingers all over the place. Singing. You are inbred.
Sing it.
You are inbred.
92 City FM World Class Rock. It's Philly and Rena with you on a Thursday morning. I can smell the long weekend. It's so close. Wheeler's back on Tuesday.
I wish it was here now. 27 is the high for today. It's going to be nice. Today would be perfect if it was Friday.
Yeah, that's right.
15 right now.
Thursday's like, what does Wheeler call Thursday? Kind of Friday?
He
has some
pre-Friday, almost Friday.
That you've never agreed with. Thursday's a good day. It's almost like you're not afraid to go out because at night, because if you're tired Friday morning, you don't mind that much because it's Friday. So Thursday's a good day, too. It certainly beats Wednesday and Tuesday.
Yes. That's positive.
I improved your mood, didn't I?
Could be worse. Wednesday again.
you're welcome. This dating website, no surprise, is out with the 10 sexiest male names. 10 sexiest male names. I never looked at a name as being sexy.
I could see it being sexy if it had like a R in it, you know?
So like a Latin
like
lover.
A Ronaldo.
Antonio Banderas.
There's no R in that.
No, I'm thinking more of an R.
Yeah.
Roll that R.
I guess, yeah.
Okay, well, let me throw them at you. This is the 10 they came up with.
But no one looks at their baby when they're born and goes, I'm going to name them a sexy name. That's weird.
I don't think, no. Maybe movie stars.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe supermodels do that. I'm not sure. Here's the top 10. According to this dating website, they did a survey of the 10 sexiest male names. So listen up, dudes, if this is, maybe this is one of your names here. And you might have a sexy name and you didn't know it. Number one, Mark. Number two, I should have started at 10, but whatever.
Yeah,
like, totally anticlimactic. Yeah. Why read the rest now? Yeah. Okay, so Mark at number one. Two is George. Three is Harry. What's his name there? The royal Harry.
Prince, yeah, but still.
William at four, more royalty. Five, Rena, Antonio.
Antonio.
I'm Antonio. I'm here to be a lover.
I see that, I guess, yeah.
Six is Andrew. Seven is Matthew. Very basic names.
Weird.
I'm not seeing any Braden or you know, Brody's
in
here.
Yeah, that's what I thought, like all those weird names like Landon and Braden and, you know, those would be.
Those are new generation names. Maybe down the road they'll be considered sexy. Rounding it out, we got, did I say David? David, Richard, and Christopher. So no Phil, which pisses me off. What the hell?
And now, stories we missed on 92 City FM. World Class Rock.
780 City, 780 2484 to participate in Stories We Missed. Rena J, what you got? What you got?
Billy, have you ever thought to yourself, I'd like to get a mortgage and a cat?
My wife likes cats, but unfortunately I've got some allergies that prohibit us from having cats.
That's perfect, because you don't have to look any further. You just have to go to a bank in Russia. Assure Bank, which is offering customers the choice of 10 different cats to go along with their mortgage. However, you're not allowed to keep the cat forever. You're only allowed to have the cat for 2 hours in your house before you move in. According to a Russian superstition, it's supposed to be a sign of good luck when you have a cat inside the house before the residents move in.
Russia's
so you
just
get to pick what color cat you
place.
Want. You throw the cat in the house. You let it roam around for 2 hours. Then you have to give it back to the bank, and then you move in. Like it's supposed
not,
to be good luck.
Not to state the obvious, but yeah, Russia's a different sort of place.
Yeah.
Remember that Russian engineer we had at our old building? He was
Daniel.
He used to translate whenever we'd make prank calls to Russia. And he told us once that being a
dolphin trainer was a
very prestigious thing in Russia.
Yeah. We're like, what's the best job you could have in Russia where you can pick up lots of chicks? He's like, oh, dolphin trainer. We're like, what?
Highly respected dolphin trainers in Russia. Oh,
dang. I think he was confused. By our question.
Maybe. There might have been a language barrier there. And then he was...
he wore that fur hat.
He did. Yeah, I think he liked you.
Very
he had a thing for you, and we always try to push you to go out on a date with him.
Remember you asked him to help me put my license plate on my car, and he's like, the screwdriver's in the back. He wouldn't help.
He wouldn't even help you.
He wouldn't help, no.
Don't test me, Rena.
Yeah.
Okay, Weston Dressler, the Weston Dressler sweepstakes. He's the former rider who was down with the Kansas City Chiefs trying out for the NFL while he was cut by the Chiefs. And free to sign with anyone in the CFL. Looks like he's going to go back to the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, which makes sense. If you're an American and you're going to come play in the CFL and the money is sort of comparable, maybe there's a little more here, a little less there, whatever, but you've been in a city like Regina for 6 years, like Dressler was before he went to the NFL, you've got roots there. You know the city. You know, a guy like that, he goes to Regina, you just know he's not going to pay for anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Weston Dressler, and when I drive cars, it's a Cadillac. You know, come to Big Edska. Yeah. So he's got it made in Saskatchewan. Looks like he's going to re-sign with the Riders. He could play as soon as the Labor Day Classic on Sunday against the Bombers.
Well,
that's another weapon for the Riders. Let's hope he doesn't play.
Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily or listen live weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.